Hi, welcome back. This is our special bonus video for you, and we're going to talk a little bit about first impressions. Now, why are we doing this? The reason is we're offering this bonus video is because we've had so many people come to us and say, hey, come into our business, take a look, tell me what you think, what could we be doing differently? Now, so what happens is we come to their business, we open the door, first thing we notice is the look and feel of your business and your salon. Now, many of you would say, oh, come on. It can't be that big of a deal. But you know what? The amazing thing is how many salons that we walk into and the place, it looks like it's in shambles. If they cut hair, they haven't swept, they haven't dusted, the place is dirty, the walls haven't been painted. You would absolutely be amazed. Windows aren't clean. So first impressions do make a difference. So here's some simple tips, and I know, again, this may be redundant to some of you, may not be, you may not fall into this category, but think about it. So what I want you to do is walk into your front door. If you have a back door and you haven't walked in the front door in a long time, walk in the front door like a customer. Walk in, look at everything. How does it look? Is the doorknob clean? Is there a doorknob? Are the windows clean, if there's windows? Is the floor clean? Does the place need a fresh coat of paint? Is there dust? Have you cleaned up? Have you straightened up? Does your counter look clean? What does the place look like? Does it look inviting? Number one. So, second key thing is the word, and it's one of my favorite words, and I want you to start thinking about this everywhere you go, and it's called, the word is congruent, or congruency. And what does that mean? Congruency is that feeling of, does everything fit together right? So, for example, when you walk into, if you have a high-end salon, do the prices match the look? Does the look match the prices? Do the attitudes and the service match the pricing and the look? Are they all congruent? Do you get the feeling that everything about it is high-end? Are you a value salon? All right. If you're a value salon, do you get a great cut, a great color, a great service, a great massage, great nails at a value? And I don't mean cheap, but I mean a good value where people feel like they're getting more than they ever paid for, right? It's congruency. Here's different places you're going to walk around the rest for the next couple weeks. Every time you go to dinner, you're going to think about this term because restaurants are a great example to look at. If you go into an average restaurant, average medium price restaurant, right? This is like a Chili's and Applebee's type place. The reason they do well is because there's congruency. It's that feeling of the price, the atmosphere, the look, the feel, the type of food, the quality, the service. Everything is about what you would expect it to be. When it's incongruent is when it feels really strange. Such as you walk into a really nice restaurant, what you anticipate is a really nice restaurant, and they have real cheap silverware, or paper napkins versus cloth napkins, and you say, something isn't right here. Or you walk into a place that looks really cheap, not cheap, but inexpensive, maybe it's kind of like a pizza parlor, and the least expensive pizza is 20 bucks. And you're thinking, $20? Why? It's like, why is that so expensive? So it's not congruent. So think about your business. Is there congruency in your business? The look and feel, does it all come together right? So that's key. First impressions, do you greet your customers? Think about it, you go to a party, you go to someone's house, you go to somewhere, and someone makes you feel warm and welcome. Do you do that with your clients and customers? Now, in a later week, we're going to talk a lot about customer service, and we'll talk about this in more detail. But first impression, are you greeting your clients? Do you welcome them with a warm smile? It's so important to give that first impression. Now, first impressions don't only apply to the look and feel of the facility, right? Door being clean, swept, windows, counter organized, clean, uncluttered, but also how you look and feel, right? Do yourself or your employees look clean? Are they clean? Do they fit the image of your type of business? Now, that's so important do you wear, if you're in the hair business, do you all wear special smocks or clothing? Does everyone have somewhat of a uniform? Or is the feeling in your salon that it's kind of wild and unique, and everyone's got that unique look and a unique style, right? So that also goes with that first look, but it goes with congruency. Does it fit in? So again, look at your business. Now, the other thing I love to do is go look at your competitors. Walk in your competitors. See what they do. When you first walk in, do you get that feeling of, wow, this is great. I like this place already. What you want is that first impression to not deter someone. You don't want to have to be fighting that first impression, meaning you don't want them to walk in going, ah, geez, I don't know that this is going to be right. Because now the rest of the time, you're battling that for that new customer. You have to try to convince them you're not what they perceive. So now you've got an uphill battle just to get to back to what I would call ground zero. So instead, start high. Really set the stage from the moment you walk, the client walks in the door, so they feel like they know exactly what they're getting. And then that's ground zero. Now you don't have to try to make it better. You need to maintain that throughout. So that's a little bit on first impression. Now, talking about first impression, I know you've all seen me, and some of you are going to say, oh, now he's got hair on his chin. You're going to see it come, you're going to see it go, perhaps over the course of this. My wife can't stand it. She wants me to shave it, but it's something I'm going to try. Typically, not what I wear for first impression, but I'm sure half of you will like it, half of you won't, and I'm sure I'm going to hear your opinions on that, just like your clients are going to hear opinions on you and on their styles or looks or whatever service you provide to them. So anyway, first impressions, that's just kind of a short bonus video for you. I want you to think about that. I want you to go do your homework. I want you to look at by visiting competitors, your main homework assignment, walk in the front door of your own salon as if you're a customer. Stop, pause, look around, and what is the feel you get? Second thing I would recommend is have a friend, a significant other, someone walk in your business for you. And if you're a sole proprietor, have them give their opinion. If you're not a sole proprietor and you've got employees or you work with others, have them walk in like a customer, and then afterward, have them give what their impression was of your business, especially if they haven't done it before. Maybe it's a new friend or someone. Or, you know what? Ask your customers. Say, look, I want to get your opinion. Tell me, what do you think? What could we do different? And be open for that feedback. Don't get defensive. Just keep your mouth closed and let them talk. Or if that's too painful, have them write it down and just say, look, I'm really looking to make some changes. What would you do if, right? What would you do if this was your business? What would you do to change the look and feel? And see what they would say. Get some opinions. So, first appearances. There you go. That's your bonus video. Short and sweet. Thank you again for joining us. We'll see you on week 2.